Good morning, everyone. Today is the 274th day of the year, leaving only 91 days ahead of us in 2018. Today in 1961, New York Yankees right fielder Roger Maris became Major League Baseball's all-time home run leader when he hit his 61st home run and surpassed Babe Ruth's record. Today was quite the day in 1962, when in the evening, Lucille Ball premiered her own comedy show, Lucy, after having entertained us in the 50s with many memorable episodes of I Love Lucy. That same evening in 1962, Johnny Carson appeared as host in the premiere of The Tonight Show. Joan Crawford was his guest. Today in 1962, Brian Epstein signed a contract with the Beatles, initially intending to manage them for the next 15 years. Today in 1962, Barbara Streisand signed her first recording contract with Columbia Records. And today in 1962, James Meredith became the first black student at the University of Mississippi. Today is the birthday of Jimmy Carter, 39th President of the United States, and the birthday of Julie Andrews, known to many of us for her role in The Sound of Music, perhaps on one end of a politically correct spectrum, and for her role in Victor Victoria, perhaps on the other end of that spectrum. Carter and Andrews are now 93 and 82, respectively. Film star Walter Matthau is 79 today. And speaking of stars, these past few evenings in the eastern sky, the Pleiades constellation has been hovering just to the left of the waning gibbous moon. Some of us know that the Pleiades are known in Japanese as Subaru, hence the logo embellishing that make of Japanese automobile seen ubiquitously in down east Maine. Entering October as we are this week, we are fortunate in many respects, not the least of them being the rainfall we have been receiving. We are nearing the 71st anniversary of the Great Bar Harbor Fire and of the numerous other major wildfires that ravaged Maine throughout the state in the early autumn of 1947. Maine had not received any precipitation for 100 days straight when a small fire believed to have originated in a peat bog near Dolliver's Dump in Hall's Cove was fanned by high winds and wound up consuming half of the forest of Acadia National Park. We here in the Atlantic Northeast are more or less in a rainforest climate, not too dissimilar from that of the Pacific Northwest. Now quickly we move from lush green landscape to tawny tinderbox is evidenced more often than most Maine forestry personnel would like to see. 2 weeks without rain is a big deal down east. A month without precipitation begins to worry a lot of people. We have plenty of trees, many people think. Many of us even take those trees for granted. After all, somewhere near 90% of the Maine landscape is forested. More than a few of us, however, are aware of the enormous benefits those trees provide. A recent article in the August 2018 issue of Arborist News, published by the International Society of Arboriculture, discusses the ecological boon of urban forests and the need to increase the urban forest footprint whenever possible. Quote, 20% more trees would mean cleaner air and water. Lower carbon, less energy use, close quote, is the headline of the Arborist News article, which is essentially an analysis of research by T. Andreni and R. Santagata et al., who authored a paper titled, quote, Implementing and Managing Urban Forests, a much-needed conservation strategy to increase ecosystem services and urban well-being, which appeared last year in the journal Ecological Modeling. Approximately 10% of the world's population live in megacities, cities of at least 10 million people. These include the obvious, Tokyo, Los Angeles, Bangkok, London, New York City, and Mexico City, along with 40 other cities on five continents. The fact that, collectively, These 46 cities are contributing the lion's share of pollution to the same atmosphere shared by the entire planet Earth, should be some sort of incentive for everyone to get on board about increasing the arboriculture, the lungs of our planet. Yet here in Maine, where the University of Maine has one of the most highly respected forestry programs in the world, we offer only 2 or 3 courses in urban forestry, since traditionally, forestry courses offered at the university are concerned principally with industries geared toward timber, pulp, and paper. This needs to change immediately. From Orono, Maine, here's to a great day.